This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Just when you think things might settle down a little bit and people take a chill pill, they double down. They go out in front of Mitch McConnell's house and talk about killing him. The mayor of Dayton, a Democrat, Sherrod Brown, a Democratic senator from Ohio, asked to be invited. Only a politician asked to be invited. Have you ever asked to be invited to anything, Todd?
Hey, could you invite me to, you know...
No.
Who asked themselves...
Not like that, anyway. No.
Yeah, okay, invite me.
They asked themselves to be invited. The president is gracious, says, well, come on. The press was not allowed into the hospitals that they visited yesterday for good reason.
Yeah, no kidding.
Have they proven themselves worthy of that?
No.
And it's a private moment. You got, imagine yourself in a hospital bed anyway, and you got family there. The President of the United States, through all the apparatus from the
Well, that would
hospital.
Be a blatant HIPAA violation anyway, but still.
Yeah, good point.
Even if that didn't exist. But,
so they don't come, and the mayor, a Democrat, the senator, a Democrat, they want to come along. And Donald Trump says, let them come along. It's fine. They bid the president adieu as he's going to go down to El Paso, and they go call a press conference, and they rip the president. Can you believe? What? Do these people have manners?
No.
Unbelievable. Listen, the left is in trouble when Oprah Winfrey is making the most sense. Ladies and gentlemen, when Oprah Winfrey is speaking for common sense amongst liberals, you know.
Hey, we laugh. She'd probably pull a much better vote than anybody running on that ticket right now.
Well, she talked like she did. If she talked like she did yesterday, she would.
Oh, she absolutely would.
Here's what she said. Dustin, could you play this?
I'm just saying she'd have a better chance. That's all.
Yeah. Here's Oprah Winfrey on Extra about the attacks and you know what to have in the way of a conversation now and what the cause might be. Listen.
I think what people are missing is a core moral center. Churches used to do that. It was a central place you could come to. And there was a core center of values about a way of living and a way of being in the world. So until we can return to that, however that is, in whatever form, we will continue to be lost. That's why I actually believe storytelling is a form of a new religion, because it's the place where people can gather and be inspired and see themselves and get filled.
Is that a reverse of jumping the shark? Where they've jumped to the right side of the shark?
That's Oprah Winfrey. Well, I don't think you can put they in the category of Oprah, right? Because she's so far removed from a Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, whatever. But I think, I hope she actually speaks for some people that have, you know, some semblance of fairness when they're analyzing a situation like this. You know, to say, hey, you know, what can we do going forward? What good is going to do to have this circular firing squad? I have no idea. I really don't. But it's really sad to see. We can talk about this. I have a top 10 list I started yesterday, which is great fun. We can talk about anything you want to talk about today on What's on Your Mind. As always, we call it What's on Your Mind because we want to know what's on your mind. Simple as that. So let us know. Next hour on the program, we're going to talk with the Driver's License Division Director, Brad Schaefer, North Dakota Department of Transportation. If you recall, we had a call recently when someone said, I went to get a driver's license and I had to have birth certificate, marriage certificate, like ridiculous amounts of stuff. So we said, well, what's going on? DOT told us, no, that's real ID, not driver's license. Anyway, we're going to get to the bottom of it. So we'll find out. Also, The University of Mary has set their completion date, breaking ground for the engineering facility. That's a game changer. It is in a lot of ways. We've talked about it before, but we'll get an update on that today on the program, too. And tomorrow, I wanted to give you a heads up that in our second hour, we're live in Watford City, by the way, for the Best of the West Rib Fest. In our second hour, the Lieutenant Governor will join us. Senator Kramer's in Japan, actually trying to get the Japanese to buy enough egg products that we don't need China anymore. And so in the Talk Radio Town Hall slot tomorrow, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, who is, of course, a Watford City native, for the full hour, takes your calls, questions, comments on any and all issues, and we'll get an update on how things are going there. So stay tuned for that. Looking forward to that Friday, tomorrow. And by the way, Twins baseball yesterday was phenomenal. Dave St. Peter, you're going to hear from him a little later on, a couple of clips of our conversation with him about the Twins and their year and what's happening and whether they should have more pitchers and all that. Four-game series with Cleveland starts now, so it should be interesting. Okay, let's get to the phones here. First call of the day. See, this is perfect. This is perfect. You see what this person wants to talk about? Todd, Jeff in St. Paul said, let's talk about pillows. That's just whatever's on your mind. So why are pillows on your mind, Jeff? Jeff, are you there?
Must be sleeping. No, maybe, pillows work pretty well.
Maybe he's using that pillow right now. Jeff, are you there?
Oh, I just woke up. Good morning.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Good morning, and welcome to the day. They tell me pillows are on your mind. What about pillows are on your mind today, Jeff?
Well, I tune in all the time, and I listen to you talk about MyPillow, one of your sponsors. And I think one of the most serious issues is, parents aren't teaching their kids. Nobody's teaching anybody these days how to throw away their gross old pillows. We have a giant collection of pillows in our lives. It's time to buy a new pillow. We go to the store, get a pillow, bring it home, add it to the collection. That's why we have so many. We have a favorite. We have a least favorite. It's the pillow at home that if you ask somebody to throw you a pillow, you'd be offended. The gross old pillows that no one's throwing away, no one's talking about it.
Gross old pillows. So those are the ones you put, like, on the guest bed, you're saying?
Absolutely. The bottom of the linen closet. Aunt Catherine uses it when she comes to visit. She's got a mustache. No one cares.
She has a mustache, did you say? Did you say she has a mustache?
I did. Everybody's family's different. But, these pillows, we just repurpose them, and they're disgusting. We put them between our knees. We have a leg pillow. We got feet pillows. No one's throwing them away. I mean, I don't know if this, this is maybe a more of a family-oriented show, but no one's thinking about the decades and the tens of thousands of hours of our face grease and our hair product and our nose bleeds and ear infections just soaking into these disease pods, and we need to do something about it.
Disease pods. My head just about wanting to explode right now from this.
Absolutely.
He makes a great point, though.
Yeah,
we press their open mouth faces against them, and we just
So the face. I'm still back at face grease. I'm still back at face grease. Just so you know.
We have to educate the public, and I think this is a perfect platform to do it, Scott.
Okay, well, I guess I never thought of that, but that's why we call it What's on Your Mind, so people can share that with us. And you have the pillow platform. Have you ever thought of running for office, maybe, on this platform?
I've been asked a few times, but I really just want to help people, and maybe that's not the right platform for me. Maybe I can look for different venues.
Right, yeah. And but so your recommendation is throw them away and then do what? Buy MyPillows, I would hope, right? I mean,
absolutely.
That'd be beautiful. That'd be great. If you want to hear some more stories about, what was it again? What was on the pillow? The Aunt Catherine with the mustache, she had what? Like she was, the makeup, I guess, from Aunt Catherine, right? On the pillow. And others.
That's why we keep our guest pillows separate from our own. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly right. You best go see Jeff, who, by the way, is an acquaintance of mine, and we're having some fun right now because he is a stand-up comedian, ladies and gentlemen, that'll be entertaining the masses in Fargo this weekend. Where are you playing, Jeff, anyway?
I'm at a place called The Cellar. It's underground, below the Front Street Tap Room on Main Avenue, 614 Main Avenue in Fargo. And there are two shows this weekend, tomorrow night, Friday the 9th, Saturday the 10th, both at 8 o'clock. And frontstreettaproom.com is where you can look up ticket information. I'm going to be traveling from the Twin Cities with another great performer, Ellie Hino, who I just adore, and she's delightful and funny. Also a parent. And is married, and people are just going to have a great time at these shows. I'm super excited to visit.
By the way, humor that is not offensive is hard to find these days, and you're not going to have that problem with Jeff. Talks about his kids and pillows. So.
Oh, it's going to be a blast, man. I'm so excited for people to come. I was there earlier this year for the Fargo Comedy Festival. It is such a cool place. The little dungeon, I call it, and it's intimate, and people are going to have a good time.
I haven't been there yet. I'll have to check it out. The Cellar, I tell you what, folks, for years I would go to the comedy club in Grand Forks at the Westward Hole. Literally years and years and years. It was a place I met so many great comedians. And the laughter and the therapy just in laughter, right, that you get from comedians, it's good for the soul. It really is to just have a good old chuckle. So Jeff Foser, ladies and gentlemen, check him out at The Cellar this weekend. And Jeff, have a great show.
Thanks, Scott. Hope to see everybody there. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care. All right. Fred's on the road. Wants to talk about M. Oh, M. Mayor. Oh, the mayor of de Blasio. Mayor de Blasio. That's what it is. And Chad and Fargo coming up. Don't go away.
Cuyahoga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Cuyahoga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Cuyahoga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Cuyahoga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Cuyahoga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.cuyahogand.org. That's cuyahogand.org. We want you to consider Cuyahoga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Our man CJ's hard at work at Dak Diesel, along with the whole team there, doing what they do, using their expertise to get you back on the road, back in the field, whatever it takes, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors. You want a long-lasting repair? You want maintenance services that keeps the vehicle running smoothly for years and saves you a lot of money? Then you need CJ and the team at Dak Diesel to get the job done right. That's why they're bringing diesel trucks and tractors and semis from all over to Bismarck, to his shop, to get her done right. He does house calls, too. 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Did you see Mayor de Blasio on Sean Hannity yesterday? Listen to this. Caught up with our friend Dave St. Peter of the Minnesota Twins at the game today. Dave, how you doing? So,
we'll save Dave for later. Do we have the Blasio?
We cannot go on this way. Not go on. We need a Green New Deal, and one of the key things is to make sure buildings don't emit what they used to. Now, that means a lot of jobs for people to fix those buildings, retrofit those buildings, build them green. And
assuming
I assume, and I know,
it's going to cost more.
Those building owners are doing very, very well, can handle the upfront costs, and they make it back because
you say that as if these people have unlimited resources. There are some people that I know that own apartments that have lost money on apartments. There are people that I know that own buildings that have lost money on buildings.
I believe you, but this is something where you make the money back. But here's the option. If we don't do something,
right,
then this earth is in great danger. We're the city that had
Sandy. How many years do we got left?
This,
how dangerous is it?
It's very dangerous.
And
I believe the UN estimate is 12 years before we deal with much deeper problems.
Well, then what the hell are we arguing for? Let's throw a big party if it's only 12 years we got left.
Let's get to work. Let's get to work.
Here's
and the Green New Deal gives us that opportunity.
If you are going to eliminate steel and glass, and it's going to be tens of millions of
not
more dollars.
Not eliminate it. We say if you don't put the retrofits
punish
in,
it.
Put the retrofits in. If you want steel and glass, build
pay
it
more.
Green.
Billions more.
Build it green.
Okay. That means that everyone that rents those rooms or rents those offices or rents those apartments are going to pay more. My question is, do you have an alternative? Are there other materials that you can use besides steel and glass?
Yeah, there's certain.
What?
I'm not the expert on building materials, but there's a lot of innovation
around
there. But here's the question.
Toothpicks and trees? No, we can't use trees.
Sean,
killing
status quo is not working. The earth is more and more endangered. Sandy, you saw what Sandy did. Hurricane Sandy in New York City. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look at, we have $40-plus billion in damage. Lives, dozens of lives lost. We have to change. This is why buildings are one of the biggest emitters out there. We have to do something about it. This law in New York City is the toughest in the entire
materials.
World.
Give me the materials. What are the alternatives?
I will
materials?
Happily get you a list of building materials.
You don't have the list.
You don't have the list. Isn't it fun arguing with liberals? Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York City. I do give him credit for going on with Hannity, though. More people should. For one, he'll have to be better next time. And if he's going to suggest that you can't build buildings with glass, you better have the alternative, for crying out loud. And by the way, it is glass in buildings that has caused, hurricanes. Because hurricanes, before there were glass in buildings, they never happened. Fred is on the road. Want to talk about that Democratic candidate for president, Mayor de Blasio. Go ahead, Fred. You're up.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. Yeah. I was watching that last night, and I don't have enough blood pressure medicine with me to watch the whole thing, I tell you. But, I get so disgusted with these people that are, like Sean. I love the guy. But I just want one time for those guys to say, do you know where electricity comes from? Because they're saying we're going to put up all these charging stations. Everything's going to be run on electric. But I never hear these guys ask the essential question, where does electricity come from? Your coal, your hydro, your nuclear. Well, if they're going to get rid of all this, I wonder if these people in these cities, realize the mass starvation that would happen 12 years down the road because trucks couldn't run to bring them food. The farmers couldn't run tractors or combines because they won't have any diesel fuel. And I've never heard, I just wish somebody would ask them that question. Where does it come from? And how are you gonna fuel our military?
What you've described is the danger of a sycophant mainstream media that just basically is a mouthpiece tool of the leftists, right? Because those questions, the hard questions, aren't asked. Right? In my mind, if you're going to advocate for something, at least say, okay, here's what I advocate for, and here is the impact. If we do what I say, here's what we're going to have to live with. And your point, how do you make up all that traffic for deliveries? Who's going to, bring these things there? The boogeyman?
But I thought that at least Hannity would probably answer. I understand why guys on CNN don't ask it because they know no one has the answer. But I would think that Sean, when they get these guys on there, someone like him would maybe put him in the corner and say, where does it come from? You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe next interview. I'm with you on the frustration level on it, though, Fred, for sure.
Yeah, and I tell you what, you know, you've got a pretty big voice in this area, in this country, but, you know, I if I was you, I'd get a hold of some of your buddies like Hannity, and then they start asking that one particular question just to see what they say.
It's a good idea. Good idea.
All right, bud. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. We're on it. Chad in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Scott has really heard what they did to Mitch McConnell, and they, you know, and what they've also done with the news media and with the fact of the matter, they got to Google and all those news platforms that basically acquired all that power. And what they're going to do, this is a test run when they basically went after Trump's donor list, that this little sample, what they're doing, they're really trying to discourage people to donate to his campaign. And the fact of the matter, if they can go and take Mitch McConnell, and when he tried to put on Twitter that, you know, his side of it, they muffled him out. And I think it's going to be a scary election this time.
By the way, did you see that Mitch McConnell, as you say, his side of it, whatever, tweets out something about an event he's the target of, and Twitter blocks him?
Yep, seen that.
You can't make that up, folks. So Twitter's like saying, oh, no, you know, it's the guy himself responding to being threatened by a crazy mob. You know, I tell you, I do worry about Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of them in this election. It's like saying, oh, a reporter will be fair. So a reporter that would vote for Lenin for president, who has left leanings like there's no tomorrow, right?
Well, look at the Bellagio. I mean, he's done.
But I'm saying a reporter that has the leanings that would, you know, a leftist. You know, going to support a Lenin, okay? You think they can go, okay, it's 8 to 5, time for my job here, and I'm going to put aside the fact that I'm, you know, a big fan of Lenin and would vote for anybody that would support anything Lenin ever stood for, just complete and total leftist. I'm going to shut all that off, and I'm going to write a story here about Mitch McConnell and, you know, be fair about it. It's not possible. You can't do it, and they prove it every day. It's literally ridiculous.
You know, so it's like what can we do, Scott? What do you think? What can we do? Is there any way a platform could be put out there to be fair?
Well, I do think there's a business opportunity in it. I think you have a good point there, and I've said that for a long time about the media, because to me they're so bad they are going down in approval every day. Donald Trump has done a great service by exposing this bias and taking it on, unlike other presidents in the past. So, yeah, there's an opportunity there for something to emerge that actually is fair and balanced. Fox is kind of going the other way. Thanks, Chad.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota.
Jody Hoff,
Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's visits to both El Paso and Dayton to offer condolences following the weekend mass shootings were greeted by protests. In public remarks during the trip, the president lashed out at Dayton's mayor and Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio over their characterization of his visit with victims hospitalized in Dayton.
I get on Air Force One where they do have a lot of televisions. I turn on the television, and there they are saying, well, I don't know if it was appropriate for the president to be there, you know, et cetera, et cetera, you know, the same old line. They're very dishonest people, and that's probably why he got, I think, about 0% that he failed as a presidential candidate.
In the investigation of the suspected El Paso shooter, the suspect's mother called local police in Allen, Texas, weeks before the attack, concerned about her son owning an AK-type firearm. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Just need to listen to a little Don Williams and everything will be fine. 28 before the top of the hour, back on What's On Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Love to hear from you. You can text us at 701-367-2054. That's my number. Or Todd at 701-226-8503. Brought to you today by High Plains Apache. Spraying is pretty darn important. Probably spend as much time spraying as what about anything else, right? It's part of the world. So when you count on that sprayer, you need support from folks that know spray application. And nobody, and I mean nobody, knows spray application like they do at High Plains Apache. From the tiniest little nozzle on up to one of those Series 40 Apache sprayers and everything in between. New look, by the way, new features on the 2019s, and every possible part and spray application piece you need, they've got it. High Plains Apache Mandan across from Culver's, also exit 60 south of Fargo in Frontier. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. 800-228-0550. Give us a call. What's on your mind? Dave St. Peter, president of the Minnesota Twins, on where they find themselves at after the series we just saw with the Atlanta Braves. Bismarck native, St. Mary's grad. Roll it.
It's been a good year. You know, we've been able to hold off Cleveland to this point. We're going to get a full dose of Cleveland the next few days, and I think it's going to be a real wild pennant race to the end. So buckle up, Twins fans. It'll be fun, and I like our chances of coming out on top at the end of the day.
He is a great human being. He is a great man. He is. I bet his dad's listening right now. Dad, you've done well. You've done well. No doubt about it. Really marvel at Dave St. Peter. I mean, the guy started in the sports information office at UND. That's where I met him. Working for Lee Bonet. You know what Lee Bonet's nickname was, Dustin?
Who? What?
Longtime sports information director of the University of North Dakota. You know what his nickname was? Fenway. You know why they called him Fenway?
I'm waiting.
He had these very large green jackets that looked about the same size
like
as the
monster.
Wall.
I like good nicknames like that. That's fun.
Anyway, Dave St. Peter worked there. And I mean, then he goes to the Twins in a very low-level position, like in the media office. And now he's president and CEO. Built this world-class park that I think is the best in Major League Baseball. It's just a great North Dakota story. I just love it. I love it. All right, let's get to some of your text here. Has anyone ever asked the NRA how to eliminate these mass shootings? Says one listener. I think the NRA does more for gun safety, as an example, more for responsible gun ownership than anybody. And they aren't a mass shooting. They're a terrorist act. What happened in California today? Do we have a story about that, by the way? Let's dig that up. All I know is some nutcase in California went on this murderous spree, killed four people, tried to kill more with a knife.
Well, and I caught part of a show, too, where they were talking about in London where you don't have guns, but you still have killings.
Where's the,
different tool?
Where's the NKA, National Knife Association, now? defending this and why? I mean, seriously.
They're hiding ever since I threatened to sue the Spork Association for making me fat by inventing the spork.
And you know what? I literally almost my skin crawls at every one of these little analogies that come up because we use the same ones every time in response to it. And I really want to get to a place when we can say, come on, really, let's have a conversation about why this happens. And if you are going to blame the gun, as I assume this texter is doing, rather than the individual, going back to the Oprah, you know, crisis of the heart, she didn't say that, those are my words, but she's saying a version of that. We lost a moral compass, and churches used to be part of that. She's right.
Texter says, blame the knife.
So,
you have to, right?
In the case of Los Angeles, and by the way, here's the story. A man who was full of anger went on a two-hour stabbing and robbery rampage in Southern California. Killed four, wounded two others. Okay, what's that? What's the cause of that? I would argue there's not one lick of difference between that in Southern California and what happened in Dayton this weekend and what happened in El Paso, Texas this weekend. Not one lick difference. It's a stone cold heart. And if you succeed in the perfect red flag law and the perfect background check law, it does nothing to eliminate a stone cold heart. Nothing. Nada. Zippo. Lots of other texts. We'll get to those in a moment. But first, let's go to Bill in Bismarck. Mike in Wyoming, you're on deck. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering why the burden wasn't put in on these people that own and operate these facilities, especially no gun locations. Don't they have a responsibility to protect their patrons? People in malls pay big money, you know, to get that traffic coming through there. And if they don't get the traffic because people are afraid to come in, then what's the deal? I mean, shouldn't they have to protect their patrons? Especially gun zone.
Wouldn't you love to see a place push back against a local law to say, look, we're going to protect our fellow citizens, and we're going to allow law-abiding gun owners to be in here with a gun, right?
You don't know where the next crazy person's going to come from.
Can you even believe there wasn't somebody in a El Paso Walmart that was carrying legally that could have helped? To me, that's just...
Every Walmart in Texas, you would think, would just happen to have somebody carrying a concealed weapon. No.
Was it a gun zone?
But you are right. Now, again, I mean, I think that's the best way to protect somebody because I think it's provable. I think we could have a dissertation here by some egghead professor that could spend a lifetime proving the fact with actual real statistics that the most dangerous place to be is a gun-free zone.
Absolutely.
Right?
Couldn't they sue this mall for not protecting them?
See, I bet it's a law. I'm guessing it's a law down there. It isn't, you know, that individual.
I give it a whirl.
Some places it is the establishment. You know, Minnesota is. I can't remember. Is it a state law or are they deciding themselves like Mall of America? Do they do it because the state says they have to, or do they do it because they want to, and think it's the better way to go? Because you raise a good point, Bill. You really do. Maybe you take them on. Mike in Wyoming, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I saw a thing the other day on the difference between Houston and Chicago. Houston has concealed carry
open gun laws, a lot of that. And Chicago has no gun shops. Houston has, like, I don't know how many hundreds of gun shops. And the difference between the murder rate is, like, astronomical. Chicago's way up. Houston's way down. They've got approximately the same amount of people, ballpark. And I wouldn't mind, you know, everybody says, well, we don't need these weapons of war. Well, technically, you don't need them. But I hate when I hear these people say, well, guns are just for hunting. No, guns are to stop a tyrannical government. That's why they made the law so many hundreds of years ago, because we broke away from Britain and they didn't want it to happen again where the government takes over. Well, I'm not going to be able to stop the government with a pistol. It's not going to happen. And if they aren't going to stop with assault weapons, they're going to keep going. They're going to, once they ban them, then they're going to confiscate them and they're just going to work their way through them. And if anybody doesn't believe that, they're wrong.
So why do people think like this? I mean, everything you've said is, to me, just basic common sense as you're trying to figure this out. Why is this and I don't know. I mean, I know it's an issue for Democrats who want to be president, so I get that. But is there a ton of people that agree with them? I mean, it's just, it defies common sense.
People don't want to be thought of as being illogical. Well, yeah, you don't really need assault weapons. Well, it's not the need that is the problem. We don't all need an SUV, but we all have an SUV. And if we really wanted to stop killings, we'd stop vehicles. Nobody would drive, because more people die in car accidents than anything in the United States. I mean,
it's a very good analogy. Very good analogy, and one that I think would move mountains when you're trying to argue with somebody that thinks guns are the problem. Because same thing with planes, right? Okay,
well,
yeah. Do planes crash? You bet they do. But yeah. You know what? It's a lot safer than being in a car. So are you going to take that risk? Of course you are. Well, to ban guns because some people are going to use them irresponsibly. The problem isn't the object; it's the individual making that decision. You know, I mean,
yep, and part of the problem with our society is we're killing 1 million babies a year, and that sets an example that if you can kill them up till the time of birth, well, then why can't you kill them after they're born? I mean, it's desensitizing the country to the value of life.
I 120% agree with you, Mike. I wonder if others do. I wonder if others do. I wonder if they see that connection and that link. To me, it's a culture of death. By the way, I happen to believe the United States of America has favor with God, okay? You can't possibly look at bulletproof George Washington or what the Founding Fathers did or anything else and say there wasn't, you know, providence there, okay?
Yeah.
In the creation of this country and everything else. And I don't think we were given that providence to say it's okay for us to kill a kindergarten-sized class every week of children in downtown Fargo. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think 60 million. Wrap your mind around that number, ladies and gentlemen. 60 million since 1973 when the Supreme Court said it's legal.
Well, another crazy part is they had a surgeon on after that shooting in Texas, and he was talking about how much damage that assault weapon does. It's a .223 NATO round, I think is what it is. It's a .222 round. And my wife was looking at getting an assault rifle, and she wouldn't buy one like that because she says it won't do enough damage. She said if she's buying one, it's going to be a .45. So, I mean, they don't even understand the weaponry and what a .45 pistol would do way more damage than a .223. I mean,
Mike, call again. There's a lot of good common sense in Wyoming. We appreciate your contribution to the program. You bet. Take care. 800-228-0550. You know, you have all helped build MyPillow into this amazing company that it is today. And our friend Michael Lindell, the inventor and the CEO, wants to give back to his listeners. That's right. The folks like you and like me that appreciate the fact that you have helped build this company. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products right now if you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special. Save up to 50% off on MyPillows. I'm not kidding you. Mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. The body pillow is an example. Regularly $89.99. Promo code SCOTT, $29.99 right now. I'm not kidding you. And, of course, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And remember, they're washable, right, Todd? So you don't have to throw these away.
Exactly.
MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, up to 50% off everything. Check it out.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new SpeedRower SP windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a SpeedRower SP windrower from New Holland.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 2 locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know, I get the distinct impression this country's really falling apart. A lot of bad things are happening, a lot of bad messages out there, people hate each other. You know, I don't know that those rifts can be healed. I think multiculturalism is a huge failure. I think it really stems down to that. It's really competition, in a sense, for what it's worth. I don't know what to do about it.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Here's something that passes for breaking news that I just received a copy of. Who is this from? Mike Schrimpf, who is political communications director for Governor Doug Burgum. He's sharing polling numbers about potential 2020 campaigns. Okay? And listen to this. Doug Burgum. There's some talk in political circles that Heidi Heitkamp would be a candidate for governor, which I think we have a better chance of an asteroid hitting North Dakota sometime in the next 15 minutes than that actually happening. I don't know who made that up or thought that was actually a possibility, because I just thought that's you don't come off an 11-point statewide loss and say, yeah, I'm going to run for governor. You just don't, right? I mean, in statewide races, she's, lost two and won one. Anyway, here is the polling on this. Just seeing this for the first time myself. Doug Burgum leads Heidi Heitkamp 62% to 33% in a hypothetical ballot test.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. And Heidi Heitkamp still has a 52% unfavorable rating. So she has her unfavorables were spiking during the Senate race. You would think, the race is over. It settled back down. You kind of, 52% unfavorable.
CNBC wasn't going to help her cause any.
41% favorable. By the way, Donald Trump has a 60% favorable in North Dakota. See, this is why we get it. Only 35% unfavorable. Thank you very much. The governor, however, a 70% favorable image. And just 17% unfavorable. What this tells you, folks, and I've heard other polling that actually has him polling higher than Senator Hoeven. And Senator Hoeven's kind of always been a gold standard, on the favorability rate way back to his time as governor and now as senator. And I don't see a comparison here. But, Senator or Governor Burgum, 70% favorable to 17% unfavorable. Long story short, what does this mean? It means Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford will be reelected soundly. And we'll have a candidate that will be on the Democratic side who will be, a good soldier, but someone that doesn't have a chance. It certainly will not be Heidi Heitkamp. If there was even a glimmer that she was going to run, she's no longer running. So anyway, that's big news there. Our friend Jim the Flagpole Guy is here. NDFlagpoleGuy.com is your go-to source not only for a new flagpole, which you really, folks, think about this. Think about what we're facing in this country. If there is any time that it made sense to invest in an American-made flagpole to say, I stand for this country, I stand for that flag, I love America, it's right now. But all the accessories, too, at ndflagpoleguy.com. And folks are just churning out the flags every single day. What's on your mind today, Jim?
Well, Scott, there's lots of bonuses to, purchasing a flagpole. Number one bonus is when it's erected and you're standing there for the first time and it's like just waving proudly, it just brings up all the emotions of just living this great life of America, and brings a memory of a veteran or a father or a mother who served. But I don't know what it is. There's a spirit about it, Scott, that everybody just really enjoys, and that's one of my greatest likes about this business, is watching the people for the first time as they look at their flagpole. They're just smiling and proud, and I don't know how to adequately use words to describe it, but it's a good thing, Scott. And we're busy, busy, busy. I'm trying to bring some order and catch up a lot of loose ends. I'm in and around Bismarck, and I've got a couple people that really been waiting for me to come back, and I'm going to attend to that business. Anybody in the Bismarck area, we come by and take a look at your place today. And I do have a list here, and I'm going to start chipping away at it.
Simple as a phone call, 701-571-FLAG, or again online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Breaking new records. More flagpoles this year than last year. Just keep on cranking. Anything else you want to tell us?
America's good, and our Constitution is good. And let us not waste the opportunities to live a life of individual freedom. That's my message. It's a good thing.
It's a good one as always. Take care, my man. Jim the Flagpole Guy. Nobody
Thank
better.
You,
Get that flagpole up. Every business in North Dakota needs a flagpole. We're not going to rest until they do. Doug in Western North Dakota has got a question about a movie out there. Doug, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I just saw a movie trailer, and it's about hunting, and these people are taken to this resort, and they're unleashed, and basically it's a movie about hunting people, and I'm thinking, what liability does the movie industry hold in all this business going on lately with mass killings and stuff? Is the movie industry even liable a little bit for this? Does Hollywood share any responsibility in anything that's going on? I just am so upset when I see things like that, and then they turn around and blame it on Donald Trump. I just can't see it.
Or guns or whatever even before him, but very good point. Yeah, I mean, I started a top 10 list because I think it's no one thing, it's many things, but you are making a point that I think belongs well up the list from the actual object that somebody chooses to use with their stone-cold heart and terrorize. Thanks, Doug. More coming up. Folks,
for a few years, you heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now, 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months, plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.